alligators and long-necked geese. Some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
You grew up in Chicago, you know the familiar theme song of Ark in the Park.
Now God seems
the feature that was featured on Ray Rayner's morning show on WGN-TV, featuring the director of the Lincoln Park Zoo, Dr. Lester Fisher. The feature ran for decades. Dr. Fisher, known as one of the true experts of all things animals here in Chicago. Dr. Fisher just turned 100 years old. We had a fantastic interview with him over at the zoo when that happened, and it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Fisher back to the show this morning. Dr. Fisher.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to hear your voice. Everything is going well. You're doing well?
Well, I'm doing fairly well. I'm just recovering from a fall I took and hurt myself a little, but I'm through rehab and I'm going home this week.
Oh, good. Well, I'm sorry to hear about the fall, but I'm glad to hear that you're doing a little better. You've got something kind of special that's going on. There is going to be an auction of your art collection that's going to be taking place on August the 30th. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, what it's about, over the years, Wendy and I were collectors. She primarily, I was the passive one, and Wendy had developed a very unique interest in the Northeastern early people that lived in our continent. And as a result, back in 1959, they had the first co-op show for some of the articles that were developed in Canada and America. And from then on, we just enjoyed, whenever possible, collecting some further pieces. So now it's time. I don't have space and room for all the things anymore. And so we're happy to start sharing it with people who may have an interest in that. We call that the Inuit people.
Now, these are pieces of sculpture and paintings and so forth. These are all things that were in your home here in Chicago.
Correct. Yes, I enjoyed looking at them every day. Well, of course, when Wendy was there, she kept adding to it. And after she died, I just could look at them. And one of the nice things about the stone is that you marvel at how early people with their tools could carve such beautiful pieces out of a hunk of stone. And that's what these are. And the nice thing, again, with many pieces of art, you can look at them, but you can't touch them because you might hurt them. The nice thing about these stone sculptures are that you can enjoy picking them up and getting a feel for them. And many's the time I was home and I would just look at one or two and pick them up and enjoy handling them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that's what's going on.
Are there some pieces that stick out in your mind as being particularly rare, really unusual, or just favorites of yours?
No, each one is very unique. They sort of are spiritual pieces, meaning that the carver was relating some animal type theme to people theme. And so you have that feeling that way of man to animal and animal to man. A few of them are just kind of what you'd expect, say, a baby seal to look like when it's carved. The others all had a different feel to them.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures of some of these sculptures. And as you say, it's amazing what people were able to do with very, very, very primitive tools to create such beautiful artwork.
Yes, I continue to marvel at that because I am not very handy with tools. And to think that there are people that can spend an awful lot of time chipping away little bits of stone at a time and come up with something so beautiful to look at.
Yeah. Well, you know, people can get more information about the auction itself, which will take place tomorrow, August the 30th. You can get information at bonhams.com, B-O-N-H-A-M-S, bonhams.com, the Wendy and Les Fisher Collection of Canadian Inuit Sculpture, Modern Native American Art, which really looks pretty cool. 98 different lots of this art, which are available, that you can see on the website, and you can make bids. And you know, I think part of this too, for a lot of us, to have something that was once yours and Wendy's would mean something, because you and Wendy were such a and continue to be such a quintessential part of Chicago culture. So, I mean,
you're being very kind when you say that, because I was very fortunate to be able to do that.
Well, you gave so much to Chicago, and I think everybody can relate to the fact of, you know, I've got so much stuff in my house, what do I do with it now? Everybody.
Oh, it never ends.
It never ends. You know, you're with your daughter now up in Hayward, Wisconsin, I think, right?
Hayward, Wisconsin, with Kate and her husband, Chris, and I've been here now probably a year and a half, the way time goes by, and enjoying this lovely community here.
Yeah, I wondered how you were making the adjustment there, because, I mean, you were a city boy all of your life, and I would imagine the lifestyle is a little bit different up there in Haywood, is it?
It sure is. I can sit in the house up here, which is on the edge of the town of Haywood, and look out and see deer passing through the area. And I can look and see other wildlife in addition to all the birds. So it's just part of settling into a natural setting, different from sitting at the window at 3180 Lakeshore and looking out on Belmont Harbor.
Yeah, well, it's probably very similar to being at Lincoln Park Zoo, where you're sitting amongst the wildlife up there in Wisconsin, I would imagine, huh?
Right. No, it's a lovely area.
Well, if you want to get more information on the art auction, it's Bonhams, BONHAMS.com for Wendy and Les Fisher's art collection, Bonhams.com. Les, it's always great to hear your voice. Take care.
Thank you.
Sending you lots
Thank
of love from all of Chicago.
Thank you for being thoughtful and calling.
We always,
I enjoy talking to you, too.
Always love
Bye.
To hear your voice. The great Dr. Lester Fisher.